The committee will consist of 5 Republicans and 4 Democrats. Republican Representative Lowry Snow, who is a former president of the Utah State Bar, will chair the committee. Representatives Brad Dee, Jim Dunnigan, Lee Perry, and Mike McKell are the other Republicans named to the committee. Representatives Jennifer Selig, Rebecca Chavez-Houck, Lynn Hemingway, and Susan Duckworth are the Democrats. Speaker Lockhart says she feels the 5-4 split was what the majority of the House members wanted.
This is an issue that I do not see as partisan. It has to do with the people of Utah and their trust.
House Minority Leader Jennifer Selig is ready to serve on the committee and says she feels good about the members Lockhart selected.
I think the 5-4 split is fair. I think that it helps balance out the variable of political party and helps us get through that perception to the real issues at hand.
During a special session of the Utah legislature, the House and Senate also approved 3 bills making changes to the functions of the Special Investigative Committee. The legislation allows the House Special Investigative Committee the power to subpoena witnesses, grant immunity, and close their meetings under certain circumstances. The bills also allow the committee to grant attorneys and investigators from outside the state the right to practice in Utah. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.